Hey, everybody. Dan and Charlie Kirk Show. Cash Patel gives his exclusive reaction to the leak. And then we have Marjorie Taylor Greene on the program as well. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is on the front lines of the American culture war. So check it out at tpusa.com. tpusa.com. Support our program at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support if you want to support our program directly. And as always, you can get engaged and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by my friends Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172 or andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Cash Patel. Cash has some very strong opinions. He said, welcome, Cash. You said, no way an air National Guardsman in his 20s single-handedly had access to the classified intelligence of nature and pulled off this disclosure alone. Cash, what do you mean by that?
Hey, Charles, it's great to be with you. Look, as the chief of staff of the Department of Defense who ran our $3 million no-fail mission and the former deputy director of national intelligence, it's not about me and my titles, but it's about being around this sort of information. And a 20-year-old National Guardsman, there's a reason this stuff gets compartmented and siloed off from 99% of people who have a top secret clearance because this information is so detrimental to U.S. national security. And for him to do it alone is unheard of. So he either swiped it, and there's batches of information, and we can get into that later, or someone, and I can tell you where I believe the information came from, gave it to him to put out. And I think it's unfortunately, as we've learned, classified leaks happen in the Biden administration and others when they're favorable to their narrative or when they want to cover their asses. And that's what they're doing on Ukraine.
So, yeah, let's dive deeper into this. So you said also, you said, why hasn't the House Armed Services Committee did direct jurisdiction over the Department of Defense with direct jurisdiction over DOD issued subpoenas? Why haven't they done that, Cash? I'm confused.
I don't even I forget who the head of the House on the House side is. The Senate side is controlled by the Dems. But you think they'd want to get a grasp on this. And here's why they haven't done it. The defense industrial complex. The defense industrial complex is worse than any political party and every lobbying group combined. They are the reason we're spending $110 billion in the Ukraine. They are the reason, along with the Biden administration's propaganda, that we have purportedly succeeded in the Ukraine. And my problem with all of this is, putting the classified leaks aside, is that we, the Biden administration, had the actual ground level intelligence to tell us that we were failing. That means Secretary Austin and Chairman Milley, who run the Department of Defense, knew about this intelligence and either advised Biden to lie or permitted him to do so about the status of the Ukraine. Because, as you know, so many Democrats and Republicans now are all for World War III in the Ukraine, and that's because of the defense industrial complex.
So, Cash, they seem more interested in going after the individual leaker than actually the contents of the leak. I want to just reemphasize. They say that this was a newsletter that was sent to 3 million people. Do you buy that?
Not for one second. I'm glad you hit on this because I think the reporting out there is grossly mischaracterized. First of all, these leaks have been being posted since at least October. And I think the Biden administration has known about them for some time. They're just in cover-up mode. But let's put that aside. They're talking about at least 350 separate documents. The specific document in question, the one that's the most popular that's being thrown around the Internet, is one that's prepared for exclusively for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It is an intelligence briefing created just for that office so they can advise the President and Secretary of Defense on the environment in the Ukraine. It is not given to 3 million people in the United States government. There are 3 million employees at the entire Department of Defense. That is ludicrous to think that.
So then why are they saying it? And then I'm just trying to understand how this young man then came across this information, right? I mean, that seems to be somewhat of a mystery. Is he just the patsy? Is he just a fall guy, Cash?
Well, I mean, from the public reporting, it seems he wanted the information out. And I've said from the beginning, this is not how you do it. You don't break the law just to get back at them and justify a narrative, no matter what your, what your beliefs are, even whether I agree that this information shows the Biden administration lying to us. But the information is so sensitive and siloed. And what I mean by that is even if you have a top secret compartmented clearance, it doesn't mean you have access to this because only limited amounts of people mm-hmm. do. So maybe there was one document in that entire series that a lot of people had access to. But the crux of the matter, talking about Mossad intelligence and talking about Ukrainian warfare and operational planning of the environment, that is not something that comes from anywhere but the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Then that's extraordinary. Could he have swiped it? I mean, if he's an Air National Guardsman, I mean, so riff on that. How could he have swiped it?
That's what I meant when I put up a post. He couldn't have done it alone. People who have access to it could have collaborated with him and said, here's this document. We want it out in some format. We need you to do it. He could have run some sort of intrusion operation and or it's possible he was in a room where this information was. And even though he wasn't supposed to be the one going through it, he just took it. There's a lot of scenarios at play. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe the one where he individually, as a 20-year-old Air National Guardsman, goes in and swipes our most sensitive intelligence and then has been propagating it out there for the last 5 months on internet chat rooms because he wanted to somehow get this message out. I just don't buy that. It doesn't add up.
So, I mean, maybe there's an accomplice, right? Maybe there's an accomplice that we haven't yet found. The documents appear online. This is what the media is saying. New York Times. Appear online as hastily taken photographs of pieces of paper sitting atop what appears to be hunting magazines. Former officials who have reviewed the material say it appears likely that a classified briefing was folded up, placed in a pocket, then taken out of a secure area to be photographed. And so it's maybe he has an accomplice. Maybe there's a network of these people. But what is clear, Cash, is, I mean, and I just, I mean, before I go to that, can you just, like, how is this even possible? I mean, I'm not buying this. I'm sorry. The media is going to attack me for saying this, which is fine. I don't care. I think there's more to the story here. I think that someone is lying here. I'm going to be very honest. There's something more to the story here.
I totally agree with you. That's why, like a week or so ago, I posted before, once this intelligence leak broke, I said, no way he did it alone. Somebody else is helping him. It's going to be the biggest disclosure since Julian Assange, and you can't do it alone. He has been working with people on these internet chat groups. Who knows who these people are? Other DOD folks, other intel folks. But my belief is that someone assisted him through the inside. Because like you were saying, these documents, even in their print format, aren't just laying around in secure compartmented information facilities where this guy's walking in and out of for him to swipe. He has to know about that type of briefing. And remember, it's a 5-month campaign that we know about just yet. I think it's longer. So he's been doing this for some time. He's been putting out information from 5 months ago up until at least 2 weeks ago that we publicly know about. So it's not like he got a one-off and was like,
something wrong here.
Wipe this document. Somebody's been feeding it to him or there's some plan in there. And that's why they took him down, not just because he's a criminal. I believe he should be prosecuted. But they took him down because they don't want, like anything else, they want to bury the narrative that they knew they've been lying to the world about the Ukraine and the U.S. involvement and the success and failure of it. And they want to lay it at someone's feet. And you know who hasn't said anything? Millie hasn't said one word.
He's too busy at Golden Corral or Old Country Buffet, fattest general we've ever had. Total loser. And he's very distracted. And I don't quite understand. I mean, we're running out of time here, Cash. I just need to make sure everybody grasps this, that there's definitely more to the story here. This took place over months. Where the heck was the FBI? Something doesn't smell right. It's very murky. And their reaction is going to be very telling if they're going to try to push more censorship, more control because of this, then there it's possible that he was getting fed information, that there was an accomplice, that he was, you know, maybe not as involved as you think. I don't know. But the narrative that a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman is able to get sensitive information on troop movements in Ukraine and whether or not we're spying on South Korean diplomats, and they say that it's sent out in a newsletter to 3 million people, I don't buy it. I don't. I think these people are lying to us, and there's more to the story. Look, it is time to consider a rollover of that 401k into an IRA. The investment world is completely different in 2023, and you cannot do the same thing as last year. Woke companies are aggressively implementing ESG. Interest rates are going up, and inflation is still lingering. If you have over $150,000, now is the time to move your money to a biblical, responsible investing strategy with my friends at Pax Financial Group. Here's how you can connect with Pax. Text CHARLIE to the number 74868. That's it. Just take out your phone. Text CHARLIE, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to 74868. So take out your phone, text CHARLIE to the number 74868 for biblical responsible investing. Text CHARLIE to 74868. We have a team member. I don't know if I'll say his name. He's a good man. He's a young man, though. And I remember this when I first started Turning Point USA. When I first started Turning Point USA, I was traveling the country. I couldn't rent a car. Too young. And I remember when I finally hit my 25th birthday. In fact, when you're 23, you could pay an extra. When at my 25th birthday, I said, finally, I don't have to pay that extra overage to go rent a car. They say it's because your brain is not fully formed to 25, 26. Hertz.com. Is there a fee for renting a car under 25? Yes, a young renter fee. The fee is in addition to a daily rental fee. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, USA, drivers who are younger than 25 are significantly more likely to get into accidents. That being said, drivers ages 20 to 24 can rent with Hertz, but they're subject to a young driver fee. Our military is obviously heavily under 25. 21 is at the lower spectrum of that. The point being is that are we really supposed to believe that a 21-year-old solely, individually, was able to get our top nation secrets and put them on a Discord server? Cash, let's talk about the contents. What did we learn here, and why is the regime focusing more on the leaker than the leaked information?
Yeah, let me just take that in reverse real quick. So I forgot to mention in the previous segment, how is it that the New York Times and the Washington Post were the first to report this information about sensitive classified leaks, and they figured out before the FBI who the leaker in question was, or at least one of them? That goes to show you the tradecraft that the government applies when they want to bury something. That's now, and what they want to bury is the content. And the content shows a couple of specific things, and we'll get to the Ukraine. But it shows Mossad intelligence collection. That is Israel's version of the CIA in their clandestine reporting and who and on what they collect on. That is some very sensitive stuff. It shows things related to China and Russia and their involvement in the Ukraine. But more importantly, it shows in the Ukraine, if it's accurate, the depletion of the amount of aid and machinery we have sent there. And here's a startling fact for the left-wing mafia, but not for us. The failure of the $110 billion in machinery and equipment that we have put there, and the revelation that American contractors and certain uniformed officers are on the ground in the Ukraine, all of which is a lie from the Biden administration, or exposes the lie from the Biden administration, I should say, because according to them, we're about to take a victory lap in the Ukraine, give them more money, Putin's about to be defeated, and everything's going to be great. But it looks like what we've been reporting on, what you've been reporting on, Charlie, is that we're actually headed to World War III at the cost of $150 billion American dollars.
Yeah, at the very minimum. Cash, I want to play some tape here about all of this. Let's go to this one right here. Oh, yeah, I want to ask you, Cash, this is a great take. Okay, so we know that we have U.S. Special Forces in the embassy. Senator Kramer said they're just there to protect the embassy. Is that right? Do you think they're just regular embassy services, or are they to do something more, Cash?
So we have embassies in almost every country around the world. Our defense attaché office job is to provide military liaison services to the host nation country. And I can tell you this definitively. The folks charged with the protection of the embassy are the Marine Security Guard units. That is their job at every single embassy post around the world. Sometimes you add additional troop deployments within the embassy, but you don't add special forces operators for that exercise. That is not, that is a conventional warfare operator position. So why is special forces in the country? I'm not really sure, and I don't think I agree with that deployment decision. There must be something else.
I think so. I think that there is, I think that's kind of the theme, right? That there is more to the story, more to the story. So, Cash, tell us about your book. I know it's still kind of being, you know, bureaucrats are trying to stop it. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, 4 months in, Government Gangsters, governmentgangsters.com. You can get it on pre-sale. The irony is my book has been in a 4-month review in the United States government at 9 different agencies and departments because they don't want it out, because we expose the corruption at every agency, DOD, CIA, FBI, and tell you how to restore it. So now I'm filing a federal lawsuit just to get my manuscript released so the world can read my book. And we're going to do that in the next week or so. But if for now, please go to governmentgangsters.com or go to Amazon and buy the book.
No, see. Here's what you got to do. You got to buy the book, but Cash, you got to leak the book on Discord. Okay? You got to leak the book on Discord. And so then all the entire world will read it. Okay? So yeah. I'm kidding. Check it out, Government Gangsters. We don't want to have you get in trouble. Cash Patel, we think the world of you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Are you feeling burned out and a little tired? Look, I want to tell you about something that I've become a big believer in. And if you do not know about it, you got to research it. You could fact check me. It's NAD. NAD is a precursor for your body to be able to create ATP, which is basically the life force of everything that you do. And look, there's a lot of people out there that are promising energy and doing all this, but go do some research on NAD and go see actually how incredibly important it is for high performance to be able to go actually get to the next level. And so what does NAD stand for? Well, try to take a note here. It is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. I did that pretty well, don't you think? NAD. It's a coenzyme that is central to metabolism. Again, don't take my word for it. Go watch a YouTube video or two or three or four and go fact check me on it. I've been taking NAD for quite some time. And people say, Charlie, how do you travel 2,700 days in a decade? How do you do the 300 days a year? How do you do that? Look, it's not only because of this. I eat well and do other things as well. But if you look at NADH, especially when it combines with CoQ10 and marine collagen, it boosts your body's cellular function. I would never tell you guys to go do something I myself did not do. And Strong Cell has been able to put together a scientific breakthrough in cellular health replenishment that combines NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen. When you combine them together, you get mental clarity. And that's a must for me. It's not just that. It's for vitality. It helps your immune system. It's all good stuff. So go to strongcell.com/Charlie today and see for yourself. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't contain any caffeine. I'm talking about overall health from the cellular level. NADH has been called the anti-aging enzyme that helps with so many issues like brain fog, short-term memory loss, blood pressure, heart disease, blood sugar retention, and so much more. And look, it's not a magic pill. It's like, oh, I'm going to start taking this and I'm going to be super smart. No, it's an additive, an amplifier on people that want to get better. But I could tell you it makes a big difference. I've personally seen undeniable benefits from taking Strong Cell and engaging with NAD every day. So I had to partner with them. I vetted them. I checked out their ingredient profile. And do yourself a favor and give Strong Cell a try. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie today and use promo code Charlie. It's just a quick shot every morning. And you get a special 20% discount on your order. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD is your body's ability to create ATP. Don't believe me? Go to WebMD, go to Science Direct, go to Nature Journal, NIH, YouTube. It's all natural. It's naturally occurring, and you're giving your body more of what it already needs. Use promo code Charlie. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. Don't forget your 20% discount by using promo code Charlie at checkout. Strongcell.com/Charlie.
Joining us now is Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG. Welcome, Congresswoman. I want to read your tweet. You said Jake Teixeira is a white Christian male and anti-war. That makes him an enemy to the Biden regime. He told the truth about troops being on the ground in Ukraine a lot more. Ask yourself, who is the real enemy? A young, low-level National Guardsman or the administration that is waging war in Ukraine? A non-NATO nation against nuclear Russia without war powers? Congresswoman, expand and elaborate. The floor is yours.
Hi, Charlie. Thank you so much for having me on. First off, I think your audience knows that, you know, in the beginning, I did vote yes for the resolution condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but I have voted for zero funding of this war. I believe that America should be pursuing peace in Ukraine, not funding, and now we're finding out truly waging the war in Ukraine against the nuclear-armed Russia that puts us all at risk of, you know, World War III. Even worse, inflation has skyrocketed because of this war, and now we're on the verge of losing the dollar as the world's currency because we have pushed Russia into the arms of China through the sanctions from the Biden admin. But here's what really deeply bothers me is, yes, it is wrong and it is against the law to, if you've signed over your rights and you are supposed to be in charge of classified information, you cannot share it. That is against the law. But the real problem is that the leaders in our country who wield power, the ones that are in charge of everything, and they're in charge of the classified information, our nation's secrets, our military, they are unconstitutionally waging a war in Ukraine and funding it with our tax dollars. And because of the leaks that we have found out through this 21-year-old National Guardsman, we really know how deeply the problems are and how unconstitutional they are. As a member of Congress, we have not voted on a war powers resolution. I haven't voted on one. None of us have. We haven't decided to go to war with Russia in Ukraine. And here we're seeing a 21-year-old low-level National Guardsman being thrown under the bus, called a traitor, being called a racist. He's being persecuted, and he's probably going to be locked up for many, many years. But we're not seeing anyone in the Biden administration or the Pentagon held accountable. We're not seeing them forced to own up for responsibility of waging a war that's unconstitutional, that we have not voted to go into. And I think it's wrong. And I'm speaking out on it because I'm sick and tired of it. You know, it's always somebody small that's the fall guy. It's always someone insignificant that they create to be the criminal and the bad guy. But yet it's our government repeatedly. They're the ones in the wrong.
So, Congresswoman, you know, whether he's a hero or a villain, I actually reject the binary. It's rather messy, right? And there's a criteria that we use on our program here when somebody leaks something. Did you harm someone's life? Did you interfere with a moral mission? Did you leak more than you had to? Did you do it for the right reasons? It seems to be a little messy. But what is clear, though, is that the contents of what this young man leaked are significant. But Congresswoman, I want to just ask a question here, because I think it's actually deeper than Mr. Teixeira. I think that there very well might be an accomplice. There very well might be other people engaged or involved. Congresswoman, what do you think about that? Do you think there are other people that were involved in leaking this, or should we just take the entire story at face value?
No, I totally agree with you that it's very complicated and the situation is messy, and we clearly don't have all the information, Charlie. That has to be said first and foremost. I can't comprehend, and it doesn't make any sense to anyone I've talked to, how this 21-year-old National Guardsman was capable of getting all of this information on his own and releasing it into the discourse chat. And, you know, they're even labeling discourse as, of course, a right-wing, you know, terror site, basically. But discourse is actually used by a lot of students in school. Yeah, it continues on. It's always the same old thing. But really what they're setting up to do is, while he probably didn't get this information on his own, he probably got it from other people, they're setting up for more censorship. And the government is really going to be coming after our personal data online. We're on the verge of losing more freedoms, and they're probably going to pass a bill or an executive order or something along the lines of the Restrict Act. So here we are again with the government on the verge of creating more power and control, but while they're going to lock away a 21-year-old for the rest of his life.
It really is something. So, Congresswoman, your Republican colleagues seem to be just dropping the ball here. Where is the Republican Congress doing subpoenas? bring in Millie, bring in Austin, saying, why do we have troops in Kyiv? What's going on here? Why has the Republican response to been so weak, Congresswoman? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I can't comprehend it. I can't answer for them. I don't know why I'm the only one saying these things, but it usually always starts out this way. I already have a letter prepared. I'm sending off to Lloyd Austin, someone that really should be fired from his job, not controlling our Department of Defense. But I'm sending him a letter and I'm demanding answers to questions. I want to know what steps the Department of Defense is taking to make U.S. military operations in foreign countries funded by American taxpayers more transparent so as not to be humiliated by leaks of classified documents. I want to know what type of military operations are being conducted by U.S. special forces in Ukraine. I'm asking, did President Biden authorize the placing of American troops in Ukraine without constitutional approval needed from Congress? And lastly, I'm asking how many American service members are currently stationed in Ukraine, aside from the 14 reported in the leaked documents. That letter has been fired off, and I have given him a little bit of time to respond, but I'm demanding answers, and I'll continue to keep seeking them, Charlie. And more of my Republican colleagues need to join me in this effort.
Just want to kind of go through the contents. This is, I believe, from the New York Times. It looks like it. The leak, the source of which remains unknown, well, we now know the leak, also reveals that the American assessment of a Ukrainian military that itself is in dire straits. The leaked material from late February and early March, found on social media, outlines critical shortages of air defense munitions and discusses the gains being made by Russian troops around the eastern city of Bakhmut. The intelligence reports seem to indicate that the United States is also spying on Ukraine's top military and political leaders, a reflection of Washington's struggle to get a clear view of Ukraine's fighting strategies. Congresswoman, Republicans have, not you, but Republicans have decided to vote for over $115 to $150 billion to continue this proxy war, and it seems as if it's not enough. I know I keep on focusing on the Republican angle, Congresswoman, because we need an opposition party in this country. I know you feel the same way. What are we going to do to turn this around? 2 minutes remaining.
Oh, Charlie, that's the greatest question there is, and I agree with you. I'm just as angry with Republicans as I am with Democrats most of the time, and that's why we're in the mess we're in with $31 trillion in debt and on the verge of World War III. And then even more concerning is BRICS, the new alliance of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and other countries that are joining, like Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and others. We have serious problems. And if the Republican Party is not going to solve the problems, then you're probably right. We may need an opposition party. And I don't know what that looks like at this time. But we have no one that's really seeing the writing on the wall and the true threat to America, our sovereign nation, and our economy and our ability to survive. But I think that we've come to a point right now, and the biggest threat, according to the Biden administration, is white males who are Christian and straight. And anyone that doesn't go along with the talking points of the day and rejects the narrative that the government and the media want to shove down our throats. We're in big trouble, Charlie, and the American, many people, many regular Americans know it. But unfortunately, Washington is disconnected or just refuses to care. And I don't know where we're going at this point.
Yep. Well, we need you in D.C. to keep fighting for what's right. Congresswoman, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. That's right. You heard me. MyPillow 2.0. When Mike Lindell, great American patriot, invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. But now 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has a patented adjustable fill on the original MyPillow. And now, with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. For exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with promo code Kirk and get your best sleep ever. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in America and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square to buy one and get one free offer. Enter promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Check it out.
I want to get to some, boy, there's plenty of stories here that are really important and just don't have enough time to be able to build them all out. Let's go to this one here. Go to cut 64.
So, but just to bottom line it, the purpose of this is to keep you out of the presidential race.
If I weren't running, or if I had bad poll numbers, let's say.
Right.
If they want you to run, if they want to run against somebody, they're going to go the opposite. For instance, they don't want to run against me. And now, I just gave you a poll. I'm 9 points up on Biden. But they're the party of disinformation. So what they say is, oh, we want to run against Trump.
Do they want to run against Trump? That's interesting. We're going to talk about what do the Democrats actually want in the Republican primary, because a new trend is Democrats overly involving themselves in Republican primaries. There was a story from a little while ago, and it's very interesting. Reid Hoffman, who's a J.B. Pritzker type, aesthetically, you look at him, he doesn't run for much. And so Reid Hoffman, very similar to Alvin Bragg, it's kind of a new trend. You can't fat shame people, so it's their truth, I guess. And Mark Milley and all of them. You know, I'm just so sick of the kind of glamorizing obesity culture. I mean, I understand some people struggle with weight problems. Being obese is not acceptable. It's not. Okay? I'm going to get a lot of angry emails from people. All right, well, go lose weight and then email me. So, anyway, there's a scoop yesterday that was retweeted. And Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman is looking to boost DeSantis over Trump. Now, actually, this was a tweet from March, but we never really talked about it. And it's very interesting. So Reid Hoffman is a multi-billionaire. I think he founded LinkedIn, if I'm not mistaken. He's one of the biggest Democrat donors. And the question is, are Democrats going to involve themselves into the Republican primary? They did this in Illinois. They did this with Darren Bailey and with Irvin. And they've done this in a lot of different primaries. And they don't always choose correctly. They're not always able to say, hey, the candidate we want to run up against is actually the best candidate. Now, Republicans do not have nearly as much money as Democrats do. But you got to wonder, why would it be that Reid Hoffman would want to support Ron DeSantis and not run against Trump? I think the really smart Democrats out there are fearful of the Trump boost. I think the really smart Democrats out there, I have a contrarian take on this, because the conventional take is that, oh, they want to run against Trump. They think he's easier to beat. I think some people do believe that. But I don't think that is a consensus belief in the American Democrat cabal. I think there's debate. I think that there's some people in the American Democrat regime community, and they say, I don't know, this guy gets people to show up to vote that nobody ever has been able to do on the Republican side. I think they look at somebody like DeSantis, and I think this is an unfair categorization, being someone where they could just attack like Mitt Romney and run over. And remember, Donald Trump has won the presidency before, so it's unfair to say he can't win it again. So Reid Hoffman is saying that he is thinking about how to boost DeSantis over Trump in the primary. Sources says he believes it's worth the risk, even if he helps elect DeSantis in the process. And that really is an interesting question, right? Is, will the Democrats involve themselves into this Republican primary? Will it even matter, though? And so he would rather have DeSantis as president than Trump at all costs. That's Reid Hoffman. And Reid Hoffman is, again, a very powerful multi-billionaire Democrat donor, gives away a bunch of money, founded LinkedIn. That shows how big of a threat Donald Trump is actually to the regime. Why is Donald Trump a threat? Because when he talks like this, people lose their mind. When Donald Trump starts to talk about the biggest threat to America, Reid Hoffman gets nervous. Play cut 48.
Who's the biggest problem, sir? Is it China? Could it be Russia? Could it be North Korea? No, I said the biggest problem is from within. It's these sick, radical people from within, because we can handle, if we're smart, we can handle Russia, China. I did.
The sick, radical people from within. Abraham Lincoln said the exact same thing. Reid Hoffman is a bigger threat to America than some of the foreign adversaries that we're told to hate. Reid Hoffman is actively funding the trans stuff, the LGBT stuff, the Democrat Party, the Pritzker family, the Soros family, Laureen Powell Jobs, Mackenzie Bezos. Those people are a greater threat to America than aspects of the Russian Federation is to America. You're not allowed to say that, but it's totally true. Laureen Powell Jobs and George Soros and Mackenzie Bezos and Reid Hoffman are a bigger threat than Vladimir Putin. I'm not saying Vladimir Putin's a good person, but they're actively trying to destroy the country, and they're doing a good job of it. Lincoln said, quote, "At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reaches us, it must spring up amongst us. If it cannot come from abroad, if destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of freemen, we must live through all time or die by suicide." Donald Trump is pointing out how the Democrats are trying to make America commit suicide. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.